Good afternoon. A mostly cloudy, brisk, and chilly day in progress across interior New York and New England, and with energy rolling through the region, acting on available moisture, we are seeing occasional light and spotty rain and snow showers, especially across the higher terrain. The best chance of a light dusting of snow will occur in the snow belts and immediately downwind of Lake Ontario in the western Adirondacks, portions of the Mohawk Valley, and western Catskills, while the rest of the region may see a few flakes, but little or no accumulation. High temperatures, meanwhile, with the chilly breeze, will only manage to get into the upper 30s and lower to mid 40s across the region. A partly cloudy cold night tonight with lows back down into the lower 20s, and a chilly Wednesday as high pressure takes over will return to mostly sunny skies, but highs will only be in the lower to middle 30s. The weather will be quiet for the remainder of the week, and as the jet stream lifts back to the north, temperatures will moderate. And with a mix of sun and clouds, we'll see highs into the lower to mid 40s on Thursday and lower to mid 50s on Friday. It'll stay in the 50s to start the weekend and dry on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds before at least a chance of a few showers show up on Sunday, but highs remain in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Hurricane Iota, which made landfall along the coast of Nicaragua shortly before midnight last night as a catastrophic Category 4 hurricane with 155-mile-per-hour winds and gusts up to 190 miles per hour. Iota continues to weaken now that it's over land, but winds are still 75 miles per hour, and with an incredible amount of rain occurring, life-threatening flash floods and mudslides will continue for the next couple of days. Iota made landfall within about 15 miles of the same location that Eta hit as a Category 4 hurricane just 2 weeks ago. Meanwhile, an active weather pattern over the northeast Pacific and northwestern United States will keep those areas unsettled over the next couple of days. Precipitation is likely for the northwest, portions of California and the Great Basin, and northern Rockies through Thursday. As a moisture plume moves in today, moderate to locally heavy rain is expected over parts of the Pacific Northwest into the northern half of California, and isolated instances of flooding cannot be ruled out. The highest elevations should see snow. Then, snow levels should lower tomorrow behind a cold front passing through. Snow amounts through Thursday morning are likely to be over a foot in the Cascades, the Sierra Nevada, and northern Rockies. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 97 degrees at Santee, California, to a low of 3 at Cotton, Minnesota, and Lakeview, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with a shower possible in the mid-40s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered rain and snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 47 degrees, the average low, 31. The record high, 73, set in 1928, and the record low, 7, in 1972. Sunrise this morning was at 6:50 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:30 p.m., 9 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the 30s. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain shower possible today and highs in the mid 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid 20s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers today and highs in the upper 30s. More snow showers tonight in the upper teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain or snow shower today and highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, lower to mid-30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-40s on Thursday. Partly sunny on Friday in the lower to mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s Saturday, and a chance of showers Sunday and Monday, otherwise mostly cloudy with highs in the lower to mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.